For the past month, members of the Oswego community have been rehearsing an historical play based on real events, commemorating the 200th anniversary of the area's involvement in the War of 1812. WRVO's Mark Lavonier spoke with members of the production team to learn more about the play.
I'm Jonelle Langenfeld, and I'm the director of the production of The Great Rope.
My name is Mercedes Niece. I'm the executive director at the H. Lee White Marine Museum, and we are the producers of the play The Great Rope. Our founder, Rosemary Nesbitt, wrote the story and the play, and she performed it at the time in 1976 as part of a bicentennial celebration project.
The Great Rope is a story about a boy named Jonathan. He's 12 years old, and he's from the town of Oswego back in 1814. We are under attack by the British, and he and his father, who's the head of the militia, are working with the rest of the town to save supplies that they have in the town that the British want. So the British are basically trying to get whatever they can.
And one of the very important parts of the supplies was this cable that was to go on the anchor of the Superior, which was a U.S. warship. It was a significant deterrent for the British in their thinking of attacking us.
And Jonathan, after they're figuring out, oh, we can't take all the supplies on the lake, we'll have to go on the river, and they try to do that, and that doesn't work, and they end up dumping everything in the river. So they're doing all of this, and they're like, but what about the Great Rope? Because it's the anchor line. So they decide, we'll carry it.
Many, many boys and men carried it from here to Sackett's Harbor, and it's really just an amazing story of people, you know, what they had to do in our early parts of our country.
I've run the trail from Oswego to Salt Point for 10 years. Never have I seen the trail so quiet.
Maybe that's because so many people left when the war started.
There's hardly anybody here anymore. My mother says it's shameful the way people ran away downriver instead of staying here and standing up for what they believe in.
Okay, good. Now, you were going to do something, and I want you to trust your instinct. That's good that you moved back.
The cast members are really connecting well with the characters because one of the things that I believe in doing is talking about them as people. Life and situation changes, but people and emotions don't change.
I want you all to act as startled and afraid as you can because somebody says the British are here. Oh, that's terrifying.
Having Jonelle, she really gets people excited and enthused and brings out the best and even folks that have never performed before.
I have from about, I'd say, 6 years old on up to, you know, I don't know how old. I don't want to say any ages. And they're just terrific. And so we also pair up adults with children to kind of keep them. And now you move over here, and now you say this. The real challenge is working with it outside, because thank goodness Paul Lear, the director of the fort, he has allowed us to rehearse here the entire time. We also attended a lecture on the War of 1812, so a lot of the cast were there. And we send out research, we send out costuming research. So there's a lot of dramaturgy that they are involved in, and they learn as a family. We have families involved in this. That's the other really awesome thing. You know, they come with two or three kids, and, you know, the dad's working on the set. And, you know, I mean, that's what I love about community theater. They're here because they want to do it.
The play The Great Rope will be performed inside the grounds of Fort Ontario tonight at 6 p.m. in Oswego.